Okay, this is going to be something which hopefully we can all learn from. I mean, that is the goal of this conversation. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. And pretty much we're asking for this one time. We want to just kind of limit who calls. Please don't call if you're white.
Right.
Anybody else that's not white, you can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, are you there, sir?
Yes.
All right, cool. I got you sounding good this morning. Now, I never realized this. What would you say you are?
I'm actually mixed half black and half white.
Oh, wow. So you can kind of see both ends then.
I can see both sides of the spectrum, exactly.
Okay, I like that.
And Joe, I have a question for you because I grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And it's very diverse there. And I was actually a minority growing up in school.
Okay.
Like, there weren't many white kids. And my question, and Lenny, please chime in and let me know if this is a good question. Why are the majority of white people so corny? Like, I feel like I've got some swag. Like, I've got culture, you know?
You?
Yeah.
You were corny for saying that.
Oh, my
gosh. That was really corny.
No, pork chop. Tell me you're not this self-unaware.
No, okay. Oh, maybe not swag.
Oh, no.
But, like, I've got culture. Like, I'm not ignorant. I know things about, like, other cultures, and I feel like...
I don't know. I've heard you
God.
Say some
the
pretty
majority...
ignorant things.
To be
no
fair,
way.
No, to be fair, yeah. like, to be fair, you're asking a question like... And by the way, if you're like, what the hell are they talking about? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I saw this on the Facebook page. It was Afrocentric Films Collaborative. It's a Facebook page you can find. And they recently posted, quote, "Okay, black people, ask white people one question you always wanted to know." So I thought, God, we have an awesome listening audience here. Now, the show, pretty much just a bunch of white people. Thank God we got Lenny to give a little bit of flavor and spicier because we're pretty bland here. You know what I mean? We're the people that show up to a picnic and ruin the barbecue. Like we bring no flavor, no spice. So I figured why not get some questions in there. Lenny, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask? If not, I can get to some calls, but I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to ask me. But I mean, like, yeah, I feel like you're both, if you're black and you're white, you kind of have questions and answers, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm a person who likes food, you know what I'm saying? And my best friend, he's white. And every time I go over his house and he cooks, he puts zero seasoning, maybe a little salt, Hawaiian pink salt, and some pepper.
Oh, Himalayan salt.
See, that bothers me. I'm Polish. I'm the whitest guy you're ever going to meet. But that bothers me. Even I know you got to have some flavor on your food.
Exactly. But a lot of white people don't put any sauce. Like, you need to have some seasoning, whether it's chicken seasoning, Cajun seasoning. You just need to throw all the sauce in there. Every time I cook, he's always like, oh, my God, this is so delicious.
All but right,
maybe
let's
it's like...
Then maybe Lenny, since you're black and white, maybe you can help answer this question then, too. I'm gonna have you kind of be like a contributor and an answer. Let's go to Wendy this morning. Hey, Wendy. Wendy, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what's your question for a white guy?
Hey, my question for a white guy is, do all white guys have a secret fetish for black women?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to have to speak for myself. I don't know. But, yes, I grew up. And, like, majority of people I was around was, like, white. I had one friend, Tony, whose dad was black and mom was white. But other than that, like, it was just, like, you know, ghost town pretty much. For me, I do have a thing. I've never been with a black woman, and I'm married now. So I don't know if you want to get together, but that'd be cheating on my wife. But I as a white guy, I have two fetishes. I'm into redheads, which is awkward because my wife's best friend's a redhead. And I've always been interested, like, I've always found black women attractive, too.
All right, well, Joe, if things don't work out with you, Lindsay, you can call me.
Hey, get Wendy's number. Get her Instagram. Wendy, are you into white guys? Like, do you have a fetish for white guys or no?
I've never dated a white guy, but I can get down with a squirrel every now and then. You know, one approach me, but don't ever approach me. So.
Well, Wendy, okay. I appreciate your call. You just put me in a good mood. I appreciate that. This is, by the way, this is going way better than I thought it would.
Wendy sounds so sweet.
She sounds really cute. See? She's kind of,
okay,
I feel like I'm cheating on my wife right now.
I know. Let's,
hey, babe,
let's
turn
get
the radio
to another
down.
Question.
Turn the radio down. Which one should I go to, Pork Chop? Who should I go to?
Go ahead to line 4, Brianna.
Okay, let's go to Brianna. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Go ahead and ask a question for a white guy.
So I just want to know, well, this is for white people all in general, why you guys don't use seasonings other than salt and pepper?
Oh, my gosh. Is that real?
Yes, it is very common
yes.
among white people.
I did not realize this, but this is the second person saying this.
Especially with Alex, too. Like,
oh,
she's
God.
So
Alex
basic.
Is, she is like white as can be.
Well, like Alex is like.
Picky.
And not like. that doesn't really count. She's like a very particular person.
So what are some examples of like seasonings that we should use?
Yeah, maybe you can help
us. So like there's garlic powder, there's basil, there's like dried mustard powder, even seasoning salt would do.
Dried mustard powder.
Different things. Yes. So just different things to like season any type of food.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
I'm kind of stumped because, like, as the token white guy here, I like seasoning. And, like, my family kind of, I mean, I'm not saying they make the greatest food, but we're not just like, oh, salt and pepper only, please. Like,
well,
keep it basic.
How about you DM us some recipes? Because, like, I'm very intrigued now.
Okay, I will do that.
Just make sure it's gluten-free, otherwise Liv can't eat it. So, let's talk to David right here on the Joe and Alex Show. Then we'll get to some social media comments. Go ahead. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bud? Go ahead. Ask a white guy.
Yeah, man, I've always wanted to know, why do white people bring their dogs everywhere? Like, take them home.
No!
You know, David,
I love a dog, like just like the next person, but just leave them at home. They don't need to be at Walmart with you.
I agree with you. As a white man that has two dogs and the dogs seem to go everywhere, I blame it on white women. Because my wife makes me.
I think of Legally Blonde. What's her name? Elle.
Okay, I will say that Elle would start a phenomenon with little dogs and them having to go everywhere because everyone wanted to be Elle Woods. So I will say, yeah, that's probably true.
Lenny, do you have a dog, Lenny?
I do. I have three dogs.
All right. Well, you said you're black and white. Do you feel like compelled to take your dog to the party? He's like, oh, that's stupid. Don't do it.
Well, see, my mom is black, so, like, she doesn't let us ever take the dogs out of the house. They stay in their cages.
All right, let's wrap this up with some social media things real quick, Liv the Web Girl. I know we're running behind, but I feel like these are important conversations. David, by the way, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, JK17 says, why do white people wear shorts/sandals in the cold temperatures? It can be 35 degrees out, and I bet I'll see someone wearing shorts, and 99 out of 100 times they are white. Well, this is Joe Pesh.
This
Joseph
is me.
Pesh.
I don't know if it's because I'm a fat white guy, but for me, yes, I always believe that you should dress for where you're going to be in the majority of the time. Like, it could be 20 degrees outside or 30, so it's cold. But if you're going to be in a nice, warm room, what's the problem with dressing for the room?
Girls do this all
the time, white and black and everything. It doesn't matter what. When you go out and you wear dresses or something kind of skimpy going out to the club, why do you do that? Why are you not in a trench
coat?
Why
are we not? Because we want to show off our hot bods.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, okay? I got good legs. I got good calves.
No.